Hello, today we'll be talking about skateboarding with Kenny. Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Today we will be talking about skateboarding today. What's one of your hobbies that you like and enjoy?
Yeah.
So how long do you think you've been skateboarding for?
I'd say like at least 7-8 years.
That's cool. Alright, what got you into start skateboarding?
Well, when I was about 13 or so, I used to watch a lot of videos on YouTube, and a lot of them were skateboarding videos of just, like, different crews. I would go around, skate, and do cool tricks and stuff. And ever since I watched those, I've always wanted to try it out, see how I can do.
That's cool. Who is one of your guys you watch the most about skateboarding?
That's a good question. I have to say, there's one YouTuber named Sam Tabor. He's a pretty good skateboarder. I was a big fan of Tony Hawk back in the day. John Hill, he's also really good. He's got some cool clothes. He has his own clothes company. I'd say those are probably my top two.
Those are good people. Let's see. What's one skateboard you like using to skateboard with? The type of skateboard you use?
Well, for most of the time I've been skateboarding, I rode a penny board, which is like a smaller skateboard mm-hmm. that's more meant for cruising. And then second to that, I'd probably say longboarding, which is really fun. And since it's such a big board, it's a lot easier to do than like the other forms of skateboarding. And then lastly, I'd say actual like street skating skateboard, like for tricks and stuff, which I just got one a couple months ago.
That's nice. Would you ever consider longboarding on the like curvy roads ever? Have you seen those videos where people do that?
Oh yeah. I don't know if I would do that anytime soon, because like you can go really fast.
Yeah.
You know, like 50 miles an hour down those roads. But it would be something I'd be open to trying eventually, you know, once I get a little bit better at longboarding.
I have seen videos of that, and it looks pretty cool, but it looks very scary.
Yeah.
All right. If you were to become a famous YouTuber, not a famous YouTuber, I mean, a famous skateboarder, would you ever consider doing that, like making videos like for kids to learn how to skateboard?
I'd say so, yeah. Like, it'd be really fun just kind of getting out there with the camera, trying to do some tricks to show people how to do them properly, because that's what I watched when I was growing up, trying to learn how to do stuff like that.
Alright. Also, what brand skateboard do you use the most? Like, company that you buy from mostly?
For cruising, just like riding around, I use a penny board, which is an Australian company. For like tricks and stuff, I use a skateboard from this company called Revive, which they make all sorts of boards. So most of them are like regular skate for tricks and stuff, and they're very well made.
That's nice. Some of the tricks that you've learned that were easy to start with?
I'd say a manual, which is kind of like a wheelie, but on a skateboard. That one wasn't too hard to learn. I can't really do it for too long, but, you know, the concept is pretty easy. Shove-its are pretty simple in concept as well. They're a little bit tricky to learn, which is just like when you make your board do a 180 while you're riding.
That's cool.
And then, yeah, I'm currently working on, you know, my ollie, and my kickflip and stuff like that, a little bit more advanced.
That's cool.
Tricks that I haven't quite got down yet.
What would be the next trick you would want to learn?
right after, well, I'm currently learning how to do an ollie, and then after I learn how to ollie, I'm going to learn how to kickflip, and then how to heel flip, which is like a kickflip, but the board flips the other way.
That's cool. What is out of those is the hardest one that you've learned so far?
Probably the ollie, because it's like a combination of like getting the board in the air, jumping in the air, and then landing on it, you know.
Any, you have any last words about for skateboarding before we head off?
For anyone that's interested in getting into skateboarding or like has been trying but isn't doing so well, the key is just do it every day, do it as much as you can, and have fun doing it.
Can you? I saw a thing. Can you like practice with that, like using a skate, like a board without wheels on it, like practice tricks on it?
Oh yeah, definitely. A lot, like most of the people that do that, they call it carpet boarding, and they just have the deck without the trucks or the wheels, and that way you can practice your tricks like inside or on the grass.
Because in case
you don't have to worry about it slipping out
or rolling away, like rolling off your underneath your feet. Thank you for coming to the Preston Daily Show.
You're very welcome.
And see you next time. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed. Now here are some few facts about skateboarding.
Here are some skateboarding facts that you probably didn't know. So skateboarding is pretty cool, but you know what's even cooler? Learning. So come on this journey through space and time as we dig up some skate facts that you might not know. Well, it's commonly known that skateboarding really started around the 50s by surfers in California who were looking for a way to shred when there were no waves. They were actually primitive skateboards that were being used about a decade earlier. Back before there was these, or even these, all people had were roller skates, fruit crates, and wood. And these were all mashed together into what were known as crate scooters. So kids had a fun enough time with these until a few brilliant masterminds decided to rip the fruit crates off and just stick with the wood and roller skate wheels. And thus, the skateboard as we know it was born. So yeah, I guess you can say skateboarding technically came from scooters. There were reports of these early skateboards in France in the 1940s, but it wasn't until you put these boards in the hands of some surfers that skateboarding as we know it really started to take shape. Growing up, I had always heard that Vans was the maker of the first skateboard shoe. We've all probably seen their merchandise, proudly touting the fact that they were established in 1966. And given the time when skateboarding really started to take off, it makes sense to assume that they were the first. However, there was actually a shoe that came out a year earlier, which holds the honor of being the first shoe made for skateboarding specifically. The Randolph Rubber Company came out with a shoe called the Randy 720. These shoes had thick rubber soles and provided plenty of traction, as boards at the time typically didn't have any grip tape. Obviously, the fact that we skate Vans instead of Randys shows that this company didn't last, but it's still a pretty interesting bit of skateboarding history. Something that has always had a dubious origin story is where the term goofy comes from to describe a skateboarder who rides with their right foot forward. I've been asked many times if being goofy is bad, and given the name, I can see why a beginner might see it as a negative thing. Now, of course, this term was carried over to skateboarding from the surfing world, but where did the surfers get it from? Well, this origin is debated. It's the one with the most amount of citation, and seems like it makes enough sense. In 1937, Disney released an animation called Hawaiian Holiday. In it, Goofy tries surfing several times, and at one point, he's riding with his right foot forward, and from there, people associated the two together. Once surfers started using the term, we only had to wait 20 years until skateboarding grew, and then the name naturally transferred over.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast at the Daily Preston Show. See you next time.